going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know what you guys did to me? And the callers, I blame the callers and the Xers or the tweeters. You guys know I never eat when I'm on the air. Yeah. I got so damn hungry talking about Euros that I went and got some cashews out of the machine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I even paid for them. I didn't steal it like I usually do.
Oh,
no.
My gosh.
A couple of times. No, well, look, I've never. There's been a couple of times at this little vending machine where I try to get something, and it just won't work. And I don't know if it's my card, but I have stolen maybe $3.50 worth of goods in the past.
That's not good.
Did you hear about the softball pitcher that is up in Minnesota? The boy who is taking opportunities from girls. This is someone who shares the story just a little bit here.
Meet Marissa Rothenberger, a male pitcher absolutely dominating girls softball in Champlin, Minnesota.
And the pitch. Rothenberger back in the fifth. Swing and a miss here first. 0-2 pitch. Strike!
Rothenberger, at 6 feet tall, appears to tower over his female competition. In this game on May 6, 2025, he threw 7 strikeouts and shut out the opposing team. Apparently, Rothenberger's batting against average is .128, meaning opposing girl players only hit 12% of his pitches, which is considerably better than elite MLB players.
Think about that, Sue. And if you saw this it is. And I don't know who this guy is that was narrating it, but he does a great job.
He's a boy, guys. Get it? He's male. And it's cheating. Stop gushing. The male coach who coaches Rothenberger was gushing too.
Our pitchers do a phenomenal job. We have Marissa Rothenberger. They keep us in every game.
What's not to like about having a male ringer on the team? Except it's cheating, of course. Rothenberger is apparently hoping to get recruited onto a women's softball team in college somewhere, and I found his profile on recruiting sites. But hopefully this helps expose the cheater before he can cheat any more girls out of their opportunities, scholarships, and victories.
I still remain to be stunned by this. And I have a neighbor who is 15 years old who plays for Rockwood Summit. Her team is very aware of this situation.
She was talking
about it the other day with my wife. Olivia Krolchek is back with us. She is an ambassador with the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Center, is always an awesome guest. Olivia, here we go again with more of this, right? It just never stops, does it?
Isn't this insane? It actually blows my mind. Imagine throwing a game where only one girl can hit your pitch and thinking that's fair. That's crazy.
Ugh.
And how, one of the things that I've never quite understood, and you've tried to explain this, and Riley's tried to explain this, but I know you guys were cornered in they told you, look, this is about more than just your team. It's a bigger moment in history. But how can a coach like that, or even any parent of those girls, look at what's happening and say, yeah, we're cool with this? I'm shocked by that every time I hear support. I really am.
Unfortunately, they're scared of losing their jobs, but I wish they would stand up and protect the girls. I think as a coach or as a teacher, as a parent, you have the duty to protect your kids, your student athletes, and they are not doing this because they're afraid of being canceled and fired.
So isn't there also a situation that's happening, and I know this has happened around the country, but that's occurring with track in California with another athlete who is a biological male who's taking opportunities away?
Yeah, we just saw a male compete in long jump, high jump, and triple jump. And, I mean, they're just allowing this to happen, a male competing in all three of those events.
I just hate it so much. It's so ridiculous that I just, all I can do is snort.
Well, in that particular situation, and Olivia, you've probably seen the video, you had some parents that were chiming in. He's a boy, trying to raise awareness. But the other thing, Olivia, that you know happens is the only way people find out about this is like on a show like this, or if you're following something on Twitter, or if you're going to a site on Twitter, because as you well know, ESPN's not covering that story. You'll never see that story. That, to me, seems like a legitimate story to cover when there's controversy and you have a biological boy who is dominating, not just kind of easing in and fitting in with it, but dominating the female competition. No media
coverage.
Well,
exactly. And that's why we have to be the media now. That's why we have to be posting. The other day, yesterday, I posted about the male at high school track meet in Pennsylvania who won first place in the women's 200 meter. I posted about it. And one of the parents of a student competing at that meet messaged me and said, I had no idea that was a guy. Thanks for bringing this to my attention. It's
really
happening across this nation, and people don't know.
Well, I wonder, I mean, in the situation with the pitcher in Minnesota, I mean, all you got to do is open your eyes in that one, don't you?
You would think, but of course they're going to pretend like they're not noticing anything just to be inclusive.
Do you think, even with all this still going on, you and I have talked about this moment with the president a couple of weeks ago, well, now it's a couple of months ago, with all the little girls that were in there when he signed the bill, there's some advancement here, and I think there is awareness, but I'm looking at your pinned tweet from April 16th, and I don't think you and I have spoken since then. You're up in Minnesota. I want you to describe what happened, because I'm watching this video right now. There's people that are hazing you when you're trying to go up there and spread some information on the college campus up there at the University of Minnesota Duluth.
Yeah, so I went to this campus to talk about the importance of protecting women's sports and defending free speech. And at this event, I do Q&A at the end. And I had someone ask me, a statement, say, you have yet to give a biological advantage that a male has over a female. And I went, okay, higher VO2 max, bigger lung capacity, bigger bones, more, you know, so many different advantages. And they said, kill yourself, and ran out of the room, flipped a table, flipped a hat off of a student. They're just so mad that there are biological advantages. And unfortunately, their lies are not going to win.
Good.
Would you like to explain, this one might be a little sensitive for some of the audience, would you like to explain the tweet from yesterday that showed a knitted penis for girls? I don't even know how to describe that, Olivia.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so I saw someone posted, they're making knitted penises, like fake penises, to put into underwear and diapers if you believe your child is transgender. Yeah, it's insane. Quite honestly, that is child abuse. And if you do that to your child, you should no longer have custody of that child. So I posted saying that's scary. It's insane that anyone would think that's okay. But, you know, these people are actually buying knitted penises to put in their children's diapers and underwear.
So then let's go to Colorado, because this is still stunning to me that you can't, you know, take your kid. If you would take your kid to a tattoo shop when they're under 18, you'd probably be charged with a crime. A lot of things that you need parental permission for, and justifiably so. But if you just want to say that you're a different sex and you want to name yourself differently than your mother and father actually gave you the name, that's going to be cool in Colorado with a bill that went to the governor. I don't know if he signed that yet, but that is probably, amongst all the outrage and all the things that have happened, that has to be really up there in the top three.
It's absolutely insane. Quite honestly, I'm really sad for everyone who lives in Colorado to think that that's okay. Basically, taking away that autonomy of the parents, it's an overstep.
The other thing, and I didn't talk about this because there have been so many things that have happened, but I don't remember the context of this. I went out of the country, Olivia, just a couple weeks ago, and right before that, and I never used this audio, so I don't know if you saw this or how many of the people saw this. There were a couple of people, they were like older people that were being stalked by these two people who were in all black garb. They had, you know, of course they didn't want to show their face. And they basically are telling these two people to kill themselves. And it's all over this trans issue. Can you describe what happened there? What do you know about what happened there?
That was at my event in Seattle, actually.
It was.
So Riley Gaines and I went to Seattle. It was actually my return to the University of Washington event. In January, I went there and the event was canceled because I was held hostage by protesters and Antifa. So we were unable to have the event, and I had to make the return with some reinforcement, Riley herself. And outside of the event, there were protesters who were not only, dancing around and showing their signs, whatever, that's free speech, but throwing human feces at volunteers, the Turning Point USA volunteers. And then after the event, the older attendees were going back to their cars. And these protesters, the Antifa people dressed from head to toe in black, were telling these people to kill themselves and that they should be ashamed of themselves for showing up to the event, hoping their car crashes, announcing their license plate online on video, saying, "I hope you die." It's insane.
You know as well as I do. Let's say that there is a, we're going to have a pride event in downtown St. Louis. They always raise the pride flag higher than they do the American flags. But let's say that there were a couple of folks who listened to this show who were followers of Olivia Krawcheck who, you know, disagreed with some of these issues. And they shouted down those people and basically wished death, threatened death, told them that, you know, they're pieces of you know what. That would not only be on CNN, it would be everywhere. And in this particular case, with this couple that she's talking about, it got no coverage outside of Fox. I mean, outside of Fox and alternative media, nobody touched that story. But again, we have one of these things that's a double standard. If it happened in the other direction, we just had a situation here that was somewhat racially motivated against white people. And my point yesterday was, if it happened in the other direction, it would be deemed a hate crime. Same thing in a situation like this. Two people that were shouting down, if they would shout down members of the Alphabet Mafia, that would be deemed a hate crime by some of these people.
Of course, it's always a double standard. And you know what? If we did have people on the Republican side who went out and, you know, were burning pride flags or something like that, we would not be okay with that. You know, we would, you know, say on social media, that's not okay. That's never okay. You can have free speech, but it's not okay to vandalize, to destroy property, to make threats at people. And I feel like we know that on the right side. But of course, the left, you know, always goes to the extreme.
But tell me, please, because, you know, when I see these videos, I don't necessarily see any coverage outside of what you or Riley's posting, or, you know, J.K. Rowling certainly has been a hero in a lot of this stuff. Please tell me you still have a lot of support showing up to these events.
Of course. It used to be silent support. People in my inbox saying, "I support you. I just can't say anything. I'll get fired from my job." Okay, whatever. But I think ever since Trump's election, these people have become less afraid of sharing their opinions and sharing their support for me. So at a lot of my events, I've had a lot of people showing up and, you know, sharing their support publicly. And I think that's amazing. We're starting to see a change in that.
Good.
Yeah, I hope so, because it's, you know, we had a caller in the last hour. I talked to someone who's a listener to the show, even admitted that, you know, not a fan of my politics, maybe didn't even like me, but he listened to the show, and one of the things, he was African-American, mm-hmm. and one of the turning points he cited was this trans issue. And his, and I don't know, I'm not, you know, ripping on Carl the caller, I thought he was great, mm-mm. but his, one of his complaints was, is that sometimes when we paint the picture of what's going on out there, we, and I don't try to do this, it's not all Democrats, Olivia, you know this, there's a lot of people that voted on the other side, they might not be conservatives, they may hate Donald Trump, but they're still in the same lane on this particular issue. And this particular issue has nothing to do with adults who want to change their sex or whatever they want to do to their body parts. It has everything to do with young women in particular.
Exactly. Well, this is a common sense issue. So I think even people from the left are realizing that all of this is ridiculous and the lies they've been fed, you know, it's gotten taken too far and it's starting to affect the children and they're not okay with that. And that's why we saw an overwhelming victory with Trump's election.
So that's why I mentioned my neighbor, because look, these girls who are out there across the country and see this being dominated, they're thinking to themselves, oh my God, how do I compete against this if I get to a higher level in my sport, or if I get to the collegiate level? And if academia in particular, if they're pinning down these young women the way that they pinned down you and others and Riley on the Leah Thomas issue, well, that's more than problematic, but I'm still worried that that might happen.
For sure. And it might still happen. But like I said, I think we're seeing a big change. And, you know, with the continued support and being able to share stories like mine and like other athletes, I think we'll see a good change pretty soon.
So when I let you go here in just a second, I'm going to play Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy. You heard what Chris Murphy said to Russ Douthat at the New York Times. Have you heard that audio?
Yes.
Yeah. That's talk about embarrassing. I'm going to share that with the audience because I didn't play that yesterday. Olivia Krawcheck, great to have you on. Thank you so much.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You there?
Yes, thank you so much.
I just wanted to make sure you heard me say goodbye, because I'm gonna let you go since you've already heard that audio. So I'm gonna play that to the audience. But thank you, Olivia.
Awesome. All right, take care. Appreciate it.
Hey, she's a great follow on Twitter, by the way. It's Olivia, and then it's KROLCZYK, and her Twitter page is on fire. So I would suggest following that. But listen to this. This is Chris Murphy, who's a senator from, and he's one of the more embarrassing lefties out there. But listen to the way that he answers this question, because I know, Sue, you were uncomfortable with me using the word that rhymes with wussy. But tell me that this is not this guy, Chris Murphy.
I don't have any fear of transgender athletes participating in sports. But
You don't have any fear of it. If you had a daughter competing against a biological male, would you find it unfair?
So look, that
exactly.
That is credit where credit is due to Russ Duthop, because he pushed back on that.
Yes.
He didn't let Chris Murphy spout his nonsense.
I don't have girls, right? So I necessarily can't, right? I can't put myself in that position.
Are you kidding me? That's the excuse. I don't have girls.
See, right? For sure. Those of us who do. Right. So would you find it unfair?
I mean, I've talked to lots of parents of girls in Connecticut who do not think it's unfair. And who think that the benefit that those athletes get from being part of a team, is important, and they don't mind or feel threatened by the competition.
I would bet a fair amount of money that if you surveyed the people of Connecticut, yeah, left and right, that it would be, it's an 80-20, if not a 90-10 issue. I think it's a 95-5 issue,
if you want to know the truth. Do you see how they spin that, though?
Oh, yeah.
It's not about fairness. It's about those people need a sport, too.
Yeah, but listen, it gets better. Here's the final shot here.
My conclusion is that I would support those athletes being able to participate in my community, right? In my community. But I would not substitute my judgment and my community's judgment for another community's judgment.
What? I don't even know. So he's basically saying, look, this is just me and Connecticut and my lefty, you know, compadres, but I understand.
If you wouldn't. That doesn't make any sense.
It is so dishonest because, come on, they know that there's fairness issues here. They know it. He knows it. But he's not willing to say it in the same way that Kamala Harris isn't willing to say it, in the same way that, unfortunately, Kara Spencer is unwilling to say it. They're so afraid of the Alphabet Mafia. And the Alphabet Mafia does not include lesbian, gay, and bisexual people. If you're one of those people, you're perhaps outside of the Alphabet Mafia, because the Alphabet Mafia are the others that threatened, that chased down Olivia Krawcheck and Riley Gaines, that threatened J.K. Rowling. This kind of stuff, by the way, has been exposed worldwide to be nefarious and dangerous. And there are many kids that have been affected. I don't think I have this audio right now because I had it yesterday, a detransitioner who was outraged by what happened to her as a young woman she transitioned, in the things that were told to her. There are medical professionals out there, I would question the latter part of that, they should be behind bars for some of this stuff. And we know that some of this happened right here in St. Louis at Children's Hospital and WashU because of Jamie Reed, who was married to a trans person, right? So there's some credibility. We're going to talk about AI, talk about scary stuff there. George Rosenthal coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.